This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Clip, you want to set it up for us?
I'd like to, but I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, we'll just roll it.
And now, the whole show's Clip of the Day.
Clip of the Day is brought to you by FMS Bank, banking made simple. For more, go to fmsbank.com/KFKA. Clip of the Day, I thought you'd appreciate this one, Michael. Let's listen to one of the most evil men in college football coaching. That is LSU's head football coach, Lane Kiffin.
So, you know, we have, you know, made a decision to recruit some kids around the country. And, you know, through these multiple injunctions around the country, which this is not a first time, they've been in college sports for a while, a group of players were granted a fifth year of eligibility around the country in multiple sports. And through them winning their injunction and entry into the portal, they're available to recruit. And so ourselves, like many places around the country, are recruiting them. And at the end of the day, you know, because of these rulings, they're either going to play for you or they're going to play somewhere else around the country. So we've made a decision to recruit them, like probably most people are.
That's totally like the bad guy in the movie. You know, you're watching those epic movies, the Marvel movies or whatever, and at the end, the evil villain gives the monologue of, hey, if I wasn't going to do it, someone else was just going to do it. And that's Lane Kiffin trying to excuse his actions by saying, hey, man, I'm not the only one doing it. Well, the Big Ten's flat out saying, no, you can't do it. And the SEC's maybe getting ready to say, you can't do it. I know other coaches would do it. I just kind of miss me with the whole, well, if I don't do it, someone else is going to do it. Is that really the excuse? Dude, Lane Kiffin has been nothing but drama since he got there to LSU.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of soul in that area. Some soul food, some soul music, and he does not have either. He has no soul. He's a soulless man, and I dislike him.
The whole idea of this, like, are you going to make a stand? Who's going to make a stand? I mean, there's some coaches coming. Dan Lanning had a scathing comment about it, saying, no, this is going to destroy the sport, man. We can't do this. And you have the conference leaders coming out saying they're college athletes. They've declared for the draft. Now, I'm totally open for the conversation of if you haven't signed a professional contract, you should be able to get that fifth year if you're 2022 enrollee. I totally believe that. But life isn't always fair. And just because you didn't know doesn't mean that you should be able to, you can sign a contract and then, oh, wait a second. There's plenty of players that played back in the day, Mike. They're like, I wish I would have played college sports then. Then I made money. There's plenty of pro players that say, man, I wish I would have played in this day and age because we make a lot more money. Life ain't fair. That's not always how it goes. So for a player to say, I'm signing on to play professionally, and then you find out that a fifth year is being made to these people that kind of graduated or whatever in 2026, and then you find out, oh, they're giving them a fifth year. Well, we'll just go to court. We'll file a restraining order. And that's what they're winning right now because the NCAA loses every case. But Lane Kiffin's response is the coldest one yet of, hey, listen, man, everybody else is going to do it, so I might as well do it. Is that really what we want to say? Is that the thing you want to say about this? I guess there's nothing else you can say. And what else is he supposed to say? He's one of the guys taking these dudes in. And the only way you stop it is if, and again, will collusion come into effect, Mike, if they all get together and say, we're not bringing a player that signed professional? Is that collusion? I don't think so. It's different.
I feel like if you were doing that to screw over another university, that would be collusion. But if they're all getting together and saying, I'm not doing it, well, I'm not doing it either. I'm not going to do it either.
They signed a contract, professional sports. They are not college guys anymore. They already said as much with their actions. So I don't think it's collusion to say, hey, we're all getting together saying we're not going to bring that guy back. That's different because that's going against the rules of college sports, which, again, the NCAA has made it very clear. This is against the rules. What's happening? These players, these two especially that are going to LSU, the NCAA is adamant about it. That is against our rules. So for you as a college, a conference, whatever, to come together and say, we're going to follow the rules. Let's all agree to follow the rules of our sport and not bring those guys back in. It's very similar. Different cases, but very similar to the Sorsby thing. These guys didn't necessarily do anything wrong. They're trying to take advantage of the system that's broken. Sorsby gambled and he did something wrong, so I'm trying not to compare the players necessarily, but it is something that's against the rules, and a team like Texas Tech was going to allow a guy that broke those rules to play, but then they got so much heat from their own conference that the two sides settled or what have you and moved their own separate ways. Is that what's going to happen in this case? It is up to the conferences. They're the only ones that can stop this. They can say, hey, if you bring in a player that signed a professional contract, you will not be eligible to play for our championship game this year, bowl season, playoffs. You can punish them there. And unfortunately, that punishes guys that are following the rules, but that's how it goes.
The Sorsby situation pisses me off more because he bet on his own team. And that could potentially, like, he could have that insider information, and that could potentially hurt the game. This doesn't necessarily hurt the game as much as it hurts athletes.
If you're comparing the two, the gambling is the biggest one. Yes, the gambling is what could devastate sports. But this one's still pretty bad, and the NCAA fought pretty hard on the Sorsby thing, and they're fighting pretty hard on this, too. Are they like, enrolling and going to classes?
Probably not. He's probably got study hall 203.
I don't know. It's just really, the whole thing is just really odd. Faith says, so they try to get a handle on it by limiting players' years they can play, but going to let players leave and then come back. Yeah, because that's making it better. They're trying to clean up the language, too, of the red shirts and freshmen and injury red shirt and just flat out say, you know what, let's simplify this. It's 5 for 5. When you graduate or you turn 18, you get, once you enroll, you get 5 years. That's it. And that's a great rule. I agree with that rule. But as I've said it a lot, they didn't handle it correctly. So it's their own fault. This is a mess that they created by not taking more time to figure this out. They should have known they were going to get sued. They should have known that players were going to come after them, because there's going to be players that enrolled in 2022 that say, hey, I played 4 straight years. Why am I not given a 5th year when the guy right behind me, a junior, is now rolling in and he's going to get an additional year? Why am I not getting that opportunity? And it's as simple as saying, let's look back at your chart. Okay, Brock Wisney, it showed that you were a freshman in 2022. You played in 23. You played in 24. You played in 25. Now, obviously, the years carry over, but you played 4 straight years. You didn't have a red shirt. None of that weird stuff. You got a 5th year. Good. Then you would qualify for this. That's as easy as it could have been. But they just botched it, and you have people like Lane Kiffin that salivate over this. Oh, wow. This kid found a loophole. We're going to take advantage of that. we're going to be the first in line to bring them in. And this whole idea that, dude, they're making rules for Lane Kiffin, folks. They got the coach rule that you can't leave a team until the season is over. That's a Lane Kiffin rule that they're trying to get going. This is also going to fit into the Lane Kiffin category. That's when you know you have a scumbag as a head coach. I'm sorry. You're making rules because of a certain person that continues to break them or find loopholes. I mean, what he did to Ole Miss sucks. What he's done his entire career sucks. And what he's doing now and how he's responding to it sucks. So arrogant up there, too. If I don't do it, then somebody else is going to do it. You know how childish that sounds? If I don't rob this store, someone else is going to rob it, so might as well. It's so ridiculous. And he sits there all high and mighty. 16 minutes after the hour. Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. Let's talk about that with him for a moment. Maybe we'll get some CU stuff, but it's been a crazy situation for Coach Prime and the Buffs. They're ready for kickoff more than any team in the country, I would imagine. Mark Johnson coming up next.
Stay in the know.
I drink and I know things.
Listen to Good Morning NoCo weekdays at 6 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
I'm Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the whole show powered by Mosquito Joe. Joining me now, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, Mark Johnson. Boy, Mark, there's nothing going on in Boulder or the state of college athletics or anything. It's what do you want to talk about, man? The Rockies lost last night. Maybe we start there.
Oh, that would be wonderful. Yeah, let's rehash that. Let's do that.
Man, you got to be feeling it, though. Like, I think even Sean, our friend of ours, Sean Keeler in the Denver Post, wrote something like, the Buffs need kickoff to start, like most schools do, but the Buffs really just need to get to football.
Yeah, I think so. You know, that's always when I was a younger sportscaster and I first got in this business, I used to love training camp, right? You get the training camp and the Broncos are going on, the Buffs are going on. The older I've gotten, I'm excited for about 48 hours, and you're like, okay, I need a game. And we are at that point now. Consider you got to go all the way back to what, August 2nd, I guess, is when they had their first practice. And, I'm ready for games to start. And, you know, stop the speculation, stop the analysis and all the different things that we do at this point, and let's just kick it off next Thursday in Atlanta.
Mark, I know Coach Prime spoke a little bit about everything that's going on. You know, he's got Shiloh's court hearing. We got this other story that popped up about the Coach Prime logo, everything. It's just crazy right now. There's just a lot of drama, and I don't know. The truth's going to come out on that logo thing. It's all you got to do is find the paperwork, and we'll see who's messing around here. If this logo designer is really legitimate or not, or his story is, but it's just a lot right before the season starts.
It is. I don't know that it really affects, you know, what's going on in the field or the practices or the guys. This is all, it's all the stuff that surrounds celebrity and prominent people, right? I mean, you know, over the years I've gotten, just because of what I do, I know a lot of, you know, famous people and guys that are in the public eye all the time. Dion takes it, of course, to another level. I mean, he's in another stratosphere. And those kind of people always deal with these sorts of things. I mean, you know, they're okay, did this service get paid the way they were supposed to? And I don't know. So it's stuff that Dion is dealing with. I don't know how much the 105 guys on the field are paying attention nor care about it. And you can tell, as you just pointed out at the top here, it's that time of camp when we've analyzed everything to death. And, hey, we got a couple of shiny things over here we can talk about. And so people like to talk about it. And so it's out there. I've paid a lot of attention to it. I have certainly not talked to Dion about it. It's not something I'm interested in terms of getting his take on. But it is out there. And, you know, it'll be a story because it's Deion Sanders. And I don't think it's going to affect what's going to happen a week from Thursday, one iota.
Mark, what do you make of what's the rest of what's going on, though, in the NCAA with players? Now we know this 5-for-5 thing. This seemed like a good idea at first, but the NCAA kind of, in my opinion, really botched this. And now you got players that, well, they weren't eligible because they didn't enroll in 2022, so they left. They went on and signed professional contracts. Now they're going back. Lane Kiffin saying, well, if I didn't do it, someone else was going to do it. Then I see the story of CU, you know, defensive of Urza Christensen. He's not going to be able to do it. And I guess it's just state by state. That's even crazier. It's certain state laws that are going to allow these guys to have restraining orders.
Yeah, and then we're seeing that, you know, the tight end for the Cleveland Browns who was going to go to LSU, and then Ezra doesn't get allowed to come back. And my issue with it, and I tweeted something out, of course, you get all the know-it-alls are screaming and hollering me one way or another. My point has always been just give me consistency, all right? Just make it consistent so we all understand it. And therein lies the enormous weak, soft underbelly, if you will, of the NCAA. That they have not been consistent in this over the years. We've had guys the last few years who have played 6-7 years. There was one 8th-year guy last year. And so there seems to have been all these different loopholes, and all of a sudden, okay, Ezra wants a 6th-year because of his circumstances. No, you can't have it, but we'll allow the NFL guy to come back. And now the conference is stepping up and saying, well, we're gonna pass a conference-by-conference rule that says we can't accept NFL players. And so it's just there's so many cooks in the kitchen and so many different entities making rules or not making rules. And the NCAA, because that's what the NCAA does, they're inconsistent, Brady, in how they handle things. And that's why it just drives this all crazy out here. I mean, just give me a set of rules that I understand we can all abide by to move on. But because we're up in the air, because there is no antitrust exemption, because there's no collective bargaining, we can't have any of that. And so it's just everyone kind of playing by their own rules and everyone guessing, is this going to work or that not going to work? And why does it apply there, but it doesn't apply here? And those are the inconsistencies that just drive me crazy about this whole thing.
It's more out of control. I mean, I used to say, you know, this is getting crazier by the day or by the week. Now it's literally by the minute, Mark. We see a new story every minute on social media, sports outlets. Something new is happening that just makes everybody go, really? This is happening now? It's insane.
Yeah, and, you know, I've done a couple of speaking events here the last week or so, you know, leading up to the season. And that's the opinion I'm getting from the kind of the fan base as well, is that, listen, man, we love Saturday afternoon, or in our case, it's going to be Thursday afternoon a week from Thursday. We love game day. It's awesome. The game is great. The game is healthy in and of itself. It's all of this extraneous stuff around the game of football that's just it's becoming so disappointing and head scratching and leadership. So somewhere, for goodness sakes, where is the leadership to really, you know, get this thing, everyone walking in lockstep in the same direction by the same rules, and somehow able to preserve what makes college athletics unique? It should be, you know, I tell my broadcast crew every single week, for our broadcast, anytime something comes up, or my producer will call me on Tuesday and say, hey, I'm thinking about doing this. And the first question I ask is what we're talking about best for the broadcast, right? That's always that's the baseline for everything. Is it good for the listener, which means it's good for the broadcast? If it's not, we're not going to do it. How come we can't seem to get this enormous monstrosity of a governing body in the NCAA to ask that question about every single thing they do? Is this what is best for the game? They always talk in the NFL that, you know, Roger Goodell is what's best for the shield, right? That's what they talk about in the NFL. Do I think they do that all the time? No. But that should be your starting point with everything. And they have not followed that now. I was on Matt McChesney's podcast yesterday. We got talking about this. And I said, you know, 22 years ago, when I get here, the Jeremy Bloom thing is going terribly, and we're still 22 years later paying the price on that. And so it's just like you just wonder, how can an organization like this, with all the money running through it and all the eyeballs on it, continue to make one bad decision after another.
Well, Mark, even when they make somewhat of a decent idea, like, again, I kind of like at its core the 5-for-5 thing. It simplifies it. We get rid of the red shirt stuff. But they kind of just throw it out there, and they forget about everybody that enrolled in 2022. Those players that played four straight years are like, wait a second, why? And I'm not a big sue guy. I don't really, you know, I think people sue everybody for anything now. But you kind of see their reasoning, like, wait a second, we would have liked to play one more year. We're basically being punished for being a good freshman. We played as a freshman. We should get that fifth year.
And you know, there's two sides to this as well. There is, and we can beat up on the NCAA, and we should, in large part. The other part is this grievance attitude that everyone's like, well, okay, it didn't quite work out exactly the way I would have liked, and so now I'm going to sue everybody. And so we've got it's coming from both sides. It really is. I mean, we have got, you know, I love how some of these guys, people come back. I understand. People get hurt. We understand. That's part of the whole equation. But this everybody, well, my career didn't turn out exactly the way I wanted, so I'm going to sue to see if I can add to it. And now it's all about, of course, just getting paid on the back end of this thing. And so, listen, greed and envy were always seven of the deadly sins. Now in our society, they're virtuous. Right? I'm going to get mine, man. I'm going to get mine. Give me the bag. That's all you hear guys talking about. Well, if you want to boil that down, what that means is greed. And I understand we all want to get paid. I get that. But it's not like we're talking about, guys, this isn't the guy making $35,000 a year that's got a wife and three kids trying to pay bills. You're talking about 18, 19-year-old young men. I was going to say boys. Now, when you're my age, they are boys. But I understand. They're young men. And so the whole thing is distasteful on a number of different fronts, as far as I'm concerned. And a lot of times the motivation is not terribly pure when you really sit down and analyze it.
Mark Johnson joining us, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. And, yeah, we have kickoff this weekend. We have a lot of interesting games happening. But, of course, we know September 3rd, the Colorado Buffaloes. We get to see what this team's really made of going up against Georgia Tech. Cannot wait for next Thursday night, Mark.
I'm looking forward to it. Hey, and how about having a night game?
Yeah.
Up there in Greeley, man. That's kind of cool, isn't it?
You know, we're behind the times up here in Greeley, Mark. It's been, you know, we're one of the last in the country, I think, to get those lights up. But it's happening. Yeah. We're going to be out there celebrating, tailgating, getting set for Friday night football against Weber State. So, hey, I'm a fan of just this region all being great in football. And it starts on Friday night for the Bears.
Oh, without question. And do me a favor. Then next week when we talk, I want a full scouting report on Weber State because we're going to see them the following week, of course, or I guess in 2 weeks, up in Boulder. So I want a full scouting report on what Weber State looks like so we can get ready for that home opener.
You got it, Mark. You know, you say jump, I say how high, my friend. I will be ready to give you everything you need to know.
And, you know, and now being, I'm actually driving back to Evergreen right now. I was up in Boulder this morning for practice, and you can tell the players are getting to the point now. They're 3 weeks in about, all right, let's get to a game as well. They're saying the right things. The practices have been intense. You know, I like the way things are starting to shake out a little bit. We're starting to get a little bit better sense, okay, who are the top two at this position? You know, this position's a little bit deeper. I mean, I might say right now, if you watch practice, you're going, well, there are four or five running backs that's going to get the significant carries, you know, the way this team is constituted right now. And so there's a lot that I like the fact that we're kind of whittling down, you know, working towards that September 3rd date. But, I think we're all about ready. So it'll be nice on Friday night to finally get the football flying here in Colorado from a college standpoint.
No question about it, man. Mark, really appreciate you, my friend. And we'll look forward to catching up with you next week, officially game week for the Colorado Buffaloes.
That'll be good. And so does that mean, are we going to talk on game day, or what day do you want to talk to me next week? Any idea?
Whatever you want to talk to me, Mark. All right. You know, we could do every day if you want to, if you have the time.
Because we're traveling on Tuesday. We're going out early. And then we've got, you know, Wednesday all day in Atlanta. So I'm just going to – what I'm going to do, I'm going to sit in Atlanta and just sweat. That's all I'm going to do in Atlanta in, you know, early September. I'm just going to sweat and get ready for the game on Thursday. So you let me know.
I'll let you know, man. We always love hearing from you. And like I said, if we could, you know, perfect world, we'll get Mark Johnson on the show every single day.
I love it, man. Let's do it.
Mark, we'll talk to you soon, man.
All right, brother. See you, bud.
All right, there he is, Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. You can hear it, man. He's kind of over it. I think a lot of people are over it. I think the people covering the Buffs are over it. I think they're ready. I'm not saying they're over the Buffs. I think they're ready to talk about the games. But there's just been so much drama. Not just around CU, but around college athletics, man. I think people are just ready to check their brains at the door and watch North Carolina and TCU, or better yet, listen to it on Saturday. We're going to be carrying that game for you right here on
Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
34 minutes after the hour. We'll take a short break here, Mike. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
In Colorado, local matters. It matters who you trust, who knows your name, and who's rooted right here in our state. I'm Sean Ostoff, president of Bank of Colorado, and we're staying grounded in the same values we've built on for generations. At Bank of Colorado, we stay true to what matters most: local decisions, real relationships, and communities we call home. If you're ready for a bank built for Colorado and committed to it, choose Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Nuggets insider Chris Dempsey, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Here's an interesting note. Colorado State will be playing Oregon State, fellow Pac-12 member, on October 3rd. They'll be hosting Oregon State, Mike. The Oregon State Beavers made an interesting announcement yesterday at their starting quarterback. They named Mercer transfer Braden Atkinson as the starting quarterback. He will debut at number 23 Houston on September 5th. He won the Jerry Rice Award for the top player in the FCS in 2025, and he beat out Malik Murphy. Malik Murphy was kind of the one thing that I think Oregon State fans were primarily excited about, at least one of them. And this FCS player beat him out, Mike. Good thing, bad thing for Oregon State.
I mean, it's Oregon State, so either way, it's not a good thing.
Probably not.
Let's hope they win a bunch of games so it makes Oregon's schedule look better, which makes Washington's schedule look better.
Why do you got to do stuff like that? Like, how do I respond to that? How do I respond to that? Oh, yeah, I bet it does. I bet it does make Washington look better. Yeah, yeah.
You go, Micah, you are a wise man.
No,
and I'm proud to know you.
You're in your own little world. Every story has to relate to the Broncos or Washington or your scooter. You're in your own little world.
Or Dolly Parton being on an episode of The Orville.
What is that?
The Orville is Seth MacFarlane's version of Star Trek.
So we don't have enough crappy Star Trek shows. We have to go make another version of Star Trek.
I actually see that show as a part of the Star Trek universe. I just count it because it's so good.
I don't even know what this is, what you're talking about. Why are you saying,
it's common knowledge. This is one of your common knowledge things.
I wouldn't call this common knowledge.
Captain America's coming back as common knowledge.
Go outside today. Touch some grass, man. Go do something
hot.
Instead of sitting in front of your computer and watching ships shooting at each other and aliens signing language to each other. Like, go do something fun. Okay?
Or True Romance. I could watch that again.
Yeah.
Great original score by Hans Zimmer, by the way.
Why? You know this is why I call you a big time nerd face.
Kind of am.
Because it's not even fun. Like, you're not even nerdy in a fun way.
I'm very nerdy.
My wife just texts me. It says, Dolly Parton passed away. Thanks for listening to my beautiful wife. We did talk about Dolly Parton. That sucks, man. Dolly Parton, she was a good person, too, from what we hear.
Very good person. And she was a legend in interviews. You ever watch some of her interviews? She was awesome.
Well, where do you watch this stuff? Like, you just randomly watch stuff that not normal people watch.
Pretty, I drink and I know things.
Do you have any Dolly Parton songs we could play? I'm surprised you haven't found one Dolly Parton song.
I probably should play Jolene.
She was in a movie my mom and my sisters always liked. I grew up with four women, three sisters and my mom, so they obviously watched stuff like 9 to 5 in 1980.
That's a song.
Can you let me finish? Can you? I know you. Lord knows you interrupt me enough about Captain Kirk's underpants and stuff. 9 to 5 is a song, but it's also a movie that Dolly Parton was in. And I don't remember everything about it, but it's the story of three working women played by Jane Fonda, some woman named Tomlin, and Dolly Parton, who kind of live out their fantasies getting even with and overthrowing their boss. So it's kind of like bad, horrible bosses before horrible bosses. And 9 to 5, she was in that. I remember her in that. I don't remember a ton of movies, but that one stood out. She was a very talented woman, you know, doing, she probably could have, oh, someone just texted in Steel Magnolias, 1989. Julia Roberts is in that. Yeah, I watched that too. It's very sad. It's not a movie that I would like to watch again because it's very depressing and very sad. But yeah, she was in that too. Dolly Parton passed away at the age of 80. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. It's time to just get there to these football games because everything that's going on in the college world has been crazy. I will say it's been, other than the scuffle for the Broncos, it's been a relatively quiet preseason. You know, you got the Riley Moss news. Sounds like he's going to be good to go. I don't know if he plays Friday. I don't know if I'm playing. J.K. Dobbins ain't playing. I wouldn't play him. I'm not playing Waddle. I don't think I'm playing Bo.
I don't think they play any of the starters.
I'm not playing Riley Moss. I don't think I'm playing Patrick Surtain. Dude, who cares what the score is? Just throw him out there. I don't want to mess with it. Just let everybody rest. You play that, coming up here in a couple weeks, you get that Monday Night Football game against the Kansas City Chiefs. September 14th, Mike. We're getting dangerously close.
When are we going to pick that? Are we going to pick that on a Friday?
Picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that. So we'll pick it. Even if the game's Monday, we'll pick it Friday, and then we'll just talk about it Monday. What do we do on Thursday games? Because CU plays Georgia Tech next Thursday night.
We picked that on Friday. You're going to go 100% on that.
Does that count? That counts as a win?
Well, if you get it right.
Well, I just have to read the score, and I'll, 99% chance I'll be watching that game. How you feel about CU? Gut feeling.
They're not going to be
lose.
Good.
Gut feeling. Win or lose. Georgia Tech.
Oh, they're going to get squashed.
Killed. The spread's like 7, I think. Or maybe
what the hell, Vegas?
I think it's, let me see.
Bet the over 7. Did I get the terminology
Georgia
right?
Georgia Tech is -7. Well, no, you would bet the -7. You think Georgia Tech will win by at least 7 points. Well,
I
more
think
than
they
7.
Win by 2 or 3 scores.
2 or 3 scores. So you would in this case, Michael, hammer Georgia Tech -7. You would hammer that.
Yes, and I recommend everybody do that. Don't listen to me.
The over-under in the game is 50. Oh, no, the spread has moved now. It was 7. Now it's 6.5. Do you think they take into account like the distractions that are going on? Because if they do...
They probably do, but I'm going to be honest with you. These first few weeks are just wrong.
Well, this is what we call... So Friday is what I'm going to call blind pick week. Next Friday will be blind pick week. That is, take what information you have, whatever you've been given, whatever you've been told, this player seems like he's really good. You don't know. I don't know. I can tell you hot, nasty speed alert. That's what I can do. But that's blind pick week, Mike. You're basing
or
it off
I call
of
it Idaho week. How good are they going to be? Idaho.
No. Kentorian King is a CSU commit for next year. He posted a video. Come here, Mike. Walk in here. Come here. I want you to come to see this. I'll turn down the volume, and I want you to see this. I can't show you through the glass, but watch this, dude. Watch the acceleration that this guy has. Please don't knock that over.
Sorry.
It's okay. Watch this play. It's a screen play to a wide receiver out here, right there, number 7. Gets it, and then afterburners engage. Look at that, dude.
Wow.
That is hot, nasty speed.
I think he just invented warp drive.
So my problem with him posting this is everybody's going to see that now. Now, he's already committed to CSU. But, dude, the ability to accelerate right there, that was freakishly good. I can't stop watching it. It doesn't look real. It looks like you've got a 99 player on Madden going up against a bunch of 70s.
Yeah, he looked like a motorcycle. He just went...
I mean, the guys behind him look like they're moving pretty good. But he just absolutely blew past him. Kentorian King. This video has 5.4 million views. 5.4 million. Because the afterburners, man. He breaks two tackles and then just turns it on and runs for a touchdown. And he's hopefully going to play for Colorado State. Hopefully. Come on, Jim Mora. Do you think Jim Mora shoots him a text and says, after that video comes out, like, hey, man, hope you're doing okay. Looking forward to
see more of that.
Looking forward to seeing you here next year, man. Can't wait. Maybe just kind of a feel out text. Like, we still good? You still coming here? 49 minutes after the hour. What did we learn on today's edition of The Whole Show? That's coming up next.
Football. Then you want Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Ed Werder, NFL reporter for ESPN and a 1982 graduate of the University of Northern Colorado. Hope you'll continue to listen to the award-winning Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
What do we learn on this 25th day of August, Michael? Well, we learned from Cody Tucker. He's excited about two young cornerbacks, freshman cornerbacks, but they potentially might start for Wyoming in a game against CSU. Is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? Does that mean they're really, really good? Or does that mean their projected starters at the time aren't living up to it? We'll see. Is that something CSU can exploit? We also learned from Mark Johnson. Basically, let's get to kickoff. Let's just get there. Christian Brown's got a chip on his shoulder, Mike. He's got to use it. Use the force, right? Isn't that what Captain Kirk would say? Use the force. Luka.
Dontage.
Luka
Skywalker.
I mean,
that was
Skywalker.
A good joke. Good for you.
Luka Skywalker. What did you learn today, Mike?
Well, I learned what an ortho hand specialist is.
Ah, very good. Yes.
I also learned that you do like that Aaliyah song that I played.
That was a very good song. Yeah, I enjoyed that song. That.
Did not like the cover
no,
of it.
No, that was...
Well, the intro was great.
The intro was great. The voice part of it was not.
Yeah, it went downhill really fast. And that's why they are not a very popular parody band.
Yeah, didn't enjoy that as much. That'll do it for us. We'll be back at it tomorrow. Busy Wednesday coming up. You're not going to want to miss it. Sean Keeler will join us from the Denver Post, among other things. Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.